here with jockey Victor Espinoza, who will be aboard American Pharoah in the Arkansas Derby on Saturday afternoon. Victor, you're a perfect 3-for-3 together. How would you describe American Pharoah?
An amazing horse. I think he's the type of horse that he just likes to do his job, and he loves to run. And also, talking about Bob Offer, he always loved to train.
What is his biggest asset?
His power. I believe with all this power that he has, and that's why you make him such a great horse. I was talking to some other people a couple of days ago. They asked me how you describe American Pharoah. It's hard to describe it. What's the difference in any other horses that I've rode? But the only thing I can tell him is, like, when I ride him, feel like he's not going that fast. But I look back after the wire, and then seems like I blew the field away, like, from, you know, many lengths. And that, it was like, wow. I was a little bit shocked. It has such a high speed that, you know, you don't feel it like how fast it goes.
Take me through that last race in the Rebel. A bit of a bobble at the start. What was going through your mind at that point?
Man, it's just always something, you know. It's like I first step out of the gate and it just bubbled. Then I was like, oh, for a second, my heart just like, boom, it stopped, you know. But he was so quick recovery. Like the second jump, you know, he just come back his feet so quick. And for a big horse and power horse, you know, he was quick to recover. And for that, I was like, what a relief, you know. But that's what I like about it. A horse like American Pharoah, that anything goes wrong, he will recover quick. And such a second at a time. And one thing at a second, that he will recover. And it's very important for a horse going to the Kentucky Derby. And American Pharoah had that.
Yeah, you've been to the Kentucky Derby, had a lot of success there. Your batting average in the Derby is pretty good. 6 starts, 2 wins, and a third from those 6 tries. So that's not too shabby, my friend. What does it take? What qualities does a horse have to be successful on the first Saturday in May?
For me, as experience that I have before and the horses that I've been rode before, I think a horse the right horse to go to the Kentucky Derby, you know, a lot of the people or a lot of the trainers, they always, you know, trying to teach a horse to come from way off the pace. I think it's just the way to go to win the big races. My opinion, I don't necessary this ride, because for my riding experience in the Derby, the last, you know, basically 2 winners, I was right there, you know, one and went wire to wire, and the other one I was you know, second, third, you know, for the leaders, and I have more success and ride a horse being close to the pace, they far back, and I think American Pharoah is one of them.
All of his wins when you've been aboard have been wire to wire. He's never been headed. He's never been behind another horse. The question is going to be asked, if he does find himself behind horses and get dirt kicked in his face, will he be able to settle and still finish the way he does when he's on the front end? What's he show you that leads you to believe he can?
Well, it's always a question that everybody asks, but for me, just to say that he can take everything, because it's a horse that nothing really bothers him, and is aggressive, you know, and is aggressive going forward. He will never back up for anything, and that's what I like about it. I don't think it'll affect him that much. I'm sure probably there are new things, like the first few jumps, everything is new, then, you know, he's gonna react, but after that, I think he will take it. It is hard for me to say there's nothing that's gonna affect him, but no, because yeah, I never rode him behind horses, and I always want to ride him behind horses, to be honest. But I always run into he has such a you know quick speed and out of the gate that it was just I end up to go on the front, you know, and. And nobody really can keep up with this high speed that he has. And I think a lot of the times the horses, like him, they go slow. You know, sometimes they go in front a little bit slow. But I think the power nominated the rest of them. You know, even if the pace is slow, but it's still like they can't keep up with American Ferroc. Maybe I'm being wrong, but I don't think it'd be an issue unless if I stay like way last. You know, that which is I hope never will happen. You know, anything can happen out of the gate. You know, those 20 horses when he goes to the Kentucky Derby is dangerous, man. I'm telling you, it's dangerous because you know any little thing goes wrong out of the gate, and you're completely out of the race. You know, and I think any horse, not just American Ferroc.
We talked about all of his strengths and the power that he has. This is only going to be his fifth lifetime start. Is there anything that he still needs to work on or improve on or still show you that he's still learning? Is there something he still needs to do in your eyes, or is he there?
No, absolutely. He still has been improving a lot since the first time that I rode him. I was really amazed by this horse because I never rode a horse that he broke his maiden second time in a Grade One, and that was my first horse that I ever rode. And the way he won that race, and I was really like impressed by him. And now that he was a little bit injured and come off of a long, long layoff, and I know that I was talking to Buffer, and Bob Buffer, he was telling me he was short. He was not really 100% going through the race. And everything went against him because he never traveled. He said he was not really have it. You know, he ran out of time to got 100% ready, and the track it was a mess, and everything went against him. And still the way he went, I mean, I was really impressed again. I think he's gonna improve. I believe the next, you know, 2-3 races, he's gonna be on top. Like, I always think that for this race, Arkansas, depends how he runs. But and for saying that, it will be 100% to go to the Derby.
Let's talk about Victor Espinoza for a minute. I mentioned that stellar record that you have in the Derby. That's pretty good. 2 wins from 6 starts. Do you ever just pinch yourself and say, is this really happening to me?
You know what? I never look at my record now until you tell. I don't even know. I know I win twice, and I think I ran second and one off the board, but I don't even know how many that I really have. But thanks for telling me. Otherwise, I will never know. It is amazing that there's all the text, the right horse. And all the takes the right horse and the right team to be able the you know have a good record in the Kentucky Derby. I always think that you know in the Kentucky Derby, like for me, I had to use all my skills that I learned for over the years how you know come to be a jockey. And nevertheless, I always, you know, every year learn something new. but that's the day when I had to be, you know, 100% and try to win no matter what horse that I ride. You know what? I always think that, you know what, I'm having a good chance to win the Derby. I think it's, for me, have it like go in the Derby. They got like in the right mind that they're always gonna win. I mean, I don't even know like how that happens. To be honest with you, they win 2, and you know I don't even know how the 6 stars and all this stuff. I'll be honest to you, I can't even. I know I rode them, but I don't even know how I end up to have that record.
Well, I'll give you one better, and I know you're aware of this fact. Both of your Derby winners, War Emblem and California Chrome, were both going for the Triple Crown. So you've been in that position twice. Is it difficult to get over that hurdle or that maybe the disappointment of being so close and then not quite getting it done in that third leg? Is that hard?
It is. It is hard to get that. But for me, it's not, because I wrote the first one and just stumbled out of the gate and completely. That was it. There was nothing I can do about that. Now the second one for California Chrome, I thought that was the right horse to win the Triple Crown. But things started going wrong before the race, and then he was not, you know, doing that well. I gone to the paddock and he was just, you know, it was kind of too much for him. He was a little bit lower, you know, he was down by that point. And happens that I think for that, he was not really 100%. He don't have all the energy. And he broke a little slow out of the gate, and the other horse, I mean, he stumbled a little bit, and the other horse stepped in his foot, and that was it. That was completely lost my chances in there. I don't think about that, because it's those things, they're out of my hand, and I think that, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I did it best I can, and the horse, it was not with me in that time, you know what I mean? So it's not like, I probably feel bad if I kind of like blew the race or I rode a bad race. But I think all these two races, I rode it like the way I supposed to ride, and there was no, there's no that I make a mistake. And as for that, I don't, you know what, I was continue to be here and then, you know, move on. But I was thinking about, you know, a few days ago that, going to the Triple Crown, the two horses that I win in the Kentucky Derby, I don't even have one little dirt in my silks. Not even in my pants, or my boots, or anything. But where I'm blowing, when I went wire to wire, and with California Chrome, it's just not one little dirt in me. And even in the Preakness, with both horses, when I got a lot of dirt, guess when I got beat? The Belmont, both of them.
Maybe there's something to that. Maybe you do want American Pharoah on the lead all the way through.
Right? Well, yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to say. I always think that, you know, if I plan something how I want to ride a horse, it never works out. So every time when I come to these big races or the Kentucky Derby or any other, you know, outstanding Triple Crown race, I do not. I never plan how I'm gonna ride the horses. You know, I just, you know what? I just gonna get out of there, you know, break out of the gate, and just go from there.
How long does it take you once you come out of the gate to decide how you're gonna ride that race? Is it almost instantaneous?
Yeah, it is. It's just right away when the first jump out of the horse out of the gate. You know, I know how I'm gonna get my position and how who's going and. You know, everybody's trying to get a position, and I know everybody's going to different direction, and then I had to make a decision at that point. You know, so far, I make the right decision the last couple of times that I win, and but it can go wrong too, you know. A wrong decision could cost you the race too. But, you know, I am now a perfect rider. Like, I always, nobody's perfect. I mean, I made mistakes before in my career, but I believe if I don't make those mistakes, that I will never be able to ride better, you know, trying to be a better rider and when it comes to the Triple Crowns.
Let's shift gears for just a minute. Tell me about your trip to Dubai with California Chrome.
Wow, that was different. I mean, I've been there before, but not like this time. What go with California Chrome, the, you know, the horse that everybody wants to see, and everybody, you know, rooting for him, and it was quite experience, quite different the before the times that I've been. It was very challenged race because, you know, it's cause of country and a lot of things go wrong, you know, against the American horses. They do things a little bit tougher for American horses to be able to run their race, you know. First,
like what?
Well, first of all, it's the weather, and then the barn area is so far away, and they had to be, and they had to like ship it to the grandstand, you know, to the receiving barn 2 hours before, and the heat and no water, and then I was talking before the race to the assistant trainer Alan. They were walking to the tunnel, and there's a tunnel in there, and they stopped them for a half an hour, but no air conditioning, no water to the horses, and they just stand and walk around in there, and that is just a lot. And then you had to go solder them in another, you know, 40 minutes, and then go back to the track. It was too much for American horses, because they don't used to that, especially for California Chrome. They don't used to, you know, bend the horses 2 hours before the race, and don't, you know, it's like with the heat and no air conditioning, no water, it's hard. And
well, with that being said, you had to be extremely proud of the way he performed.
Yes, really. I was very proud of him. The way he ran, I ran, but you know, before the race, I'm thinking about all these things going on. It's like, wow, this is where I expected they run, you know, worse. You know what I'm saying? But he ran unbelievable race. I was really proud of him. It was second best, you know, at that time. And for all the races he ran and all this thing going on against him, I can ask for more, you know.
Do you ride him at Royal Ascot?
I hope so. I've been there. Like, I was there yet last year, and I went racing there. I rode a couple of horses for Wesley, and I went there, so I kind of know, you know, that area now. Before it was new for me, but now I kind of know. But sometimes it's better not to know what's going on there. Like, know a lot.
You know your way to a lot of winner circles, my friend. And one winner circle you know very, very well is that winner circle at Churchill Downs. So let's hope you're back there in a few weeks with American Pharoah, and safe trip on Saturday afternoon in Arkansas, and good luck along the way.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me.